homes to me right now, before it meant a house and things, and now it's just, you know, wherever my husband and I are. I mean, going through the experience that we went through and the different places we have had to live, home is a roof over my head.
Home, that's my sanity. My home is my sanity. Oh.
Home is my sanctuary. That's where I get to go and be me, and enjoy the things that matter most to me. And it's where I get to entertain my friends and invite my family to come and relax and leave their cares and concerns outside. And it's where I build my spiritual strength so that I can go out and do the work that I feel I need to do with whatever I have as a gift for the people who can't help themselves. So that's what home is.
Giving me that apartment, you made me feel like I'm a human being. It may sound like a small thing, but that's that human right to feel human, 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 human.
I walk into various agencies, and I've been told that as soon as I open my mouth, it's apparent that I'm an educated woman. People will say, "You? Are you really?" You know, well, yeah, I am. I am collecting Social Security, but I have been on disability for a painful arthritic condition. I just got a hospital bill for $100. And so I asked the insurance company, you know, what's going on, because I'm supposed to have very low copays. And they just sent me a letter. I picked it up on the way out of the building to come here. And the letter says, if you will look at page 80 in your handbook. I think they heard me scream when I read page 80. So there are these bills, you know, oh, sure, I can pay that $100. But if I had known it, I wouldn't have done this x-ray, because I knew this was one of those things that could have been postponed. And yes, every month somebody might say, you can afford this, can't you? But I say no 100 times every month. Yes, and yes, there's one thing I could afford. But, you know, you have to live within a budget. So this is the source of the desperation. It is the money. And one of the ways I make ends meet is by having roommates. And it's one of the hardest things I've ever done. And I've done a lot of hard things in my life. But living with a stranger, an often young person who sees me in loco parentis, so they don't see that we're both giving up an awful lot to share a space. They just don't want to give up anything when they move in. You know, and had the best roommate I ever had. He was cheerful, energetic, very bright, working Wall Street, not a high-paying job at the time. I'm sure he made it. But he never bathed. I mean, never. So soon after he moved in, all of the place just smelled. I could smell before I opened the door. Then the electrician was putting in new outlets, and including in my apartment, and I went into that room to look at what the electrician did. I moved a little file cabinet. Something spilled. So I opened the drawer. I'm not by nature a nosy person. I've had an interesting life of my own when I was living. So what can people do? That shocked me, not much. So I opened the drawer. This man that I like so much was holding his urine in bottles. So I had to ask him to leave, because not only was the smell, and it was part of the smell, I think, you know, but not the only part of it, because he did not bathe and he didn't wash his clothes often. Yeah, so that's the sort of thing, the unpredictable. Now, as far as talk about anxiety and uncertainty, I am on a list for a senior housing through NYCHA, I applied for NYCHA, New York City Housing Authority. It's the called The Projects. And actually, they have very nice living spaces. So, but after you get through that one screening process, which I did, and I went for the interviews, the computer spit me out and said, okay, my name will be put on a list for senior housing. And that's where it's going to stay. And nobody knows. Nobody can tell me, you know, what I should plan or what I shouldn't plan.
I am here for 20 years.
And I'm
72 years.
Old.
72 years old. And this is my husband. 47 years to the same husband.
This lady here is my wife. I've been married to her for 47 years. I am 72 years of age.
When I first moved in, I paid $700 a month. And we were living upstairs. So we had two big bedrooms.
Bedroom on the third floor.
And one small bedroom, like 2.5. It used to hold 2 living rooms set. And over there was the big, big, big kitchen. But as the house was sold, the landlord told me, he's a new landlord, he asked us to move because he wanted to repair the place. Just transfer from one floor to the next. I thought he was talking the truth, so I tried to help. Move up things, move down things. The bed was brought down, and when we were down here, maybe 2 months, called me on the phone. I want one of the rooms. I said, which room? Upstairs. His friend got in fire, and he have nowhere to stay. I said, take one from your place. He said, I don't have no space here. All over full. I said, you have so many tenants? He said, oh, yes, all over full. And when your buddy is in trouble, you have to help them. I said, but you're not helping me. You told me just a few things we had to move down here. And I have things upstairs. The living room had things. Something tell me, go upstairs, because you still have your things up there. I say, well, go upstairs and see what's going on. You don't know what you could do up there. When I went, everything, bedroom, everything, living room, everything,
back in the kitchen,
everything.
Anyhow,
it just tumbled them, and it gave me the greatest shock.
Everything was packed in the kitchen.
Not even shock, but like collapsing. Fear, angry.
Because he moved all of stuff from the living room and pack it in the kitchen. Things was from the floor, nearly reaching the roof.
Hey, calm down. Don't say no more. Your pressure will go up. Yes, it was a mess. He just moved them across and take what he wanted for himself, that landlord. He put some in the basement and he put the rest in the kitchen and some, you throw away some. Some got broken. And then he put them anyhow he feel like putting them. Because
he threw away the couch.
To keep me occupied. You understand what I mean? That he could plan how to rent his place.
The landlord wants us to go for him to renovate here and rent it out in rooms. As he's doing upstairs. And make more money than what he will get from us for the month.
And he never would pay him away. That was a trick and a lie. He did not do it. And what he started, he ripped the cupboard from there. He ripped the one from there.
Sure, we are there, ripped it out.
Yes,
he took out the sink, so we have no sink.
The sink was there.
No cupboard, all utensils on the floor.
Yes,
food stuff on the floor. Look, we seized in everything
right.
On the floor.
And
this is the kind of life the man have.
With this whole day, see how long we in this torture?
Inside this.
No sink in the kitchen.
Over 2 years.
Yes.
So,
and I don't know if you listened just now, if you heard water running just now.
That's
the sewer.
It leaks.
That's the sewer.
Some fall down here and the rest go down in the basement.
I didn't know there was a sewer pipe there. But he burst the hole for me to know now.
And they cut it and...
They put a hole in the sewer pipe. and run the PVCs, PVC they call it.
To make a bathroom and a toilet upstairs. And from the very day he did that, water started to leak.
And the wall is saturated with water.
And it have because electric it wire running yes. right there.
Last week, Friday, I was feeling very, very sick. I don't know. Smell was not agreeing with me.
It smelled bad.
Last night, it was bad.
Coming down,
like when you pass by some place where people using the sidewalk, or when you go in some public urinal, you're glad to run out. You can't stand it. This is how that was smelling yesterday and last night. I wish I can see a doctor now and let me know what is going on inside of me. Because I don't think it's nice.
Look at the state we're in there. We cannot pack nothing.
I don't know where I will go if or when they evict me.
Stress, what the man is doing me here. Yeah, stress is what sent me to the hospital. And I was told in the hospital my pressure is very high and my heart is beating very fast. So I have to stay in the hospital for treatment. I asked them to discharge me. They didn't want to do it. I told them I had to go. As I'm facing eviction, my wife alone outside there. That's all for now, okay?
Fearing retaliation, these senior citizens asked that we not disclose their identities. My name is Michael Primo. Along with Rachel Falcone, I am creator and co-producer of the Housing is a Human Rights Storytelling Project. The project creates a space for people to share first-person stories about their struggle for home. More information, including how to participate, can be found online at housingisahumanright.org or by calling us toll-free at 888-955-6653. That's 888-955-6653.